Choose wisely. We are right here at the fork in the road. To the left, we have nature, right? Just simple nature. Fruits and vegetables, right? The alkaline life, the way nature, Pachamama, really wants you to live. All right, in whatever shape or form you think New Earth is, that's over here to the left. And to the right, there's the metaverse, the artificial reality, the digital world. All right, now you have to make a choice. The innocent days of the internet, the innocent days of what we grew up with technology are over. This is now going to be a mandatory thing. This is going to be implemented into everyday life. Isn't it already? Isn't it shocking to think of somebody without a smartphone or an iPhone or the latest this, right? Aren't they just some weirdo or some weird guy at this point? Trust me, I'm considering dipping out of it all, right? And truly living off-grid. However, I want to communicate with you and be a bridge and a portal and a destination for higher consciousness. That is my intention with every thought, action, and creation right here. Now, you are a part of this, right? Now, we have to find the balance. I'm not saying the metaverse is bad. I'm not saying that this is horrible. I'm not trying to create fear in any way, shape, or form. I'm saying you have to choose. I've chosen nature. I have no judgment on which direction you go because both roads still go to the same destination, to the oneness, to the top of the mountain, to the nirvana, the enlightenment, the samsara ending. That is the destination of all souls, no matter how many births and cycles we have to go through. That way, I have no fear. All I have is unconditional love. I feel it, especially for those souls that are choosing the metaverse. And I see the darkness and the enslavement happening right in front of my eyes. However, I don't give into it. What do? I send them even more unconditional love. They want to get into the victim mentality. They want to judge me. They want to think I'm some hippie or some this or that. I send them more unconditional love. Now, we have to talk about what it's like to create 5D. We have to talk about what it's like to actually manifest New Earth and get out of these spiritual New Age woo-woo concepts of just ideas. No, I'm talking about the action. Have you actually experienced? What does that look like to you? Let me paint a picture for you real quick. It's community. It's walking out in your front yard, picking some lettuce, picking some greens, right, for the day, throwing it in the blender, drinking your smoothie, having a beautiful morning, in tune with Pachamama. No need to hustle, no need to check your bank account, no need to pay any bills of any kind except for the debt that you owe to the karma and to your own infinite self and this path that we call human life. That's New Earth. That's 5D. That's the oneness. That's not separating yourself from Pachamama or your brother or your sister or your auntie or your uncle, right? Mommy, daddy, brother, son, right? Daughter, all of these things. The oneness, the merging. Can you even go to a place where you can trust your kids with auntie, uncle, right? Or is it only this isolation, only what you would call protection, right? No, we need it all. We need to enter the community, enter the mindset where we are that oneness and the trust is there. All of this is built on a new foundation that is literally being created right now that started in 2020. That's why this major shift is happening. So we can uproot ourselves from that old paradigm, cast out all of this darkness to the surface so people can see what's really going on and make their own judgments instead of just quote unquote leaders, instead of quote monarchy, right? This isn't about shepherds leading the sheep anymore. This is about all of us being shepherds. This is about all of us tapping into that oneness. This is about all of us going into the ascension together. This isn't about just you. This isn't about me. This is about all of us. How can we do this together? How can we create happiness, bliss, joy, empathy, compassion? How can we create those states of higher consciousness together and embody it so literally 5D New Earth is already here? I know you've tasted it. I know you want more and you're longing for it. However, nobody's going to bring it to you. It's not like you're at some restaurant, some server is going to offer you the next plate of food. No, you got to go out in the backyard in the garden and get it. You see, that's nature. Look at the wild animals. Look at the bears. Look at the moose. Look at the caribou. Wherever you are in your orient on this planet right now. There used to be wild animals living in tune with that natural rhythm, living in tune with the Schumann resonance, right? Those cycles, those ebbs and flows, the full moons being the light instead of the artificial light. You see? The sun being the light instead of being trapped indoors. You see, this is what I mean. Nature. I'm just cracking up because the science is finally coming in, right? Forest bathing or vitamin D, right? This hormone, right? Which isn't even a vitamin. This hormone that your body is essential, that the entire planet is the most depleted from because we are trapped in this artificial agenda and this thing that is not serving the highest good of all. It's not serving your soul. It's not letting you be and feel alive. Let that be your conduit, your feelings, right? Your emotional body, that energy which is in motion. Go through those rounds and waves until you finally get it. You're like, yes, this is it. And it's so simple. It's the most simplest things in life. As soon as you go past that simplicity, you've already created suffering. What do you do after you're enlightened? You chop the wood and carry the water. That's it, right? You really just need to enjoy some tea, get a meal in your belly, have some good company, right? Share the food, share the gifts with everybody. And that's how we step into 5D. That's how we create heaven on earth. And it doesn't matter what it looks like right now, because those are just distractions. Those are just avoidances, right? Within your mind. Like, oh, I can't do this right now because I need a job or I need money. Oh, I can't grow my own food right now because I don't have space. Oh, I can't do what you do, Robert. I can't build my own house. I don't even know how to do it. You think I had experience? No, I've never built anything. You have to go all in for 5D. Let me know where you're at. Type it in the comment section. I'm all in for 5D. This is what it's going to be, people. I'm going to keep saying it, right? If you're listening on the podcast, jump over to my social media. Show me some love. Let's communicate, right? If you want to take it to the next level, get on Backstage, get on Patreon, get on the Signal app, communicate with us outside of this censorship, outside of this world out here that has created that isolation from you experiencing the truth, right? If this message resonates with you, go deeper within yourself. That is what we are doing. That is what 5D is about, because it's already within you. This fifth dimensional consciousness is just where we humans are at in this current evolutionary state. Yes, you are an infinite soul. However, we have to play the 3D game and the 4D game and the 5D game, and we'll play 6 and 7 and 8. However, we don't need to go there now. It's 2022. We're shifting into 5D until 2024, so let's stick with that. Right? Let's just digest this energy. Let's go back and thank the old paradigm. Let's thank duality consciousness for teaching us what it's like, for the ebbs and flows and the roller coasters and the emotions of life. Let's thank 4D for being the bridge, opening up our astral bodies, opening up the dimensions, right? And allowing us to see into the future, seeing into these potentials, seeing into what we truly can be. And let's let 5D just happen. You see, there is no you at that point, because the duality is the material universe, which is 3D. In the 5D perspective, you're just it. You're just the flow. You're not even in the flow because you are the flow. It's beautiful. And here we are experiencing it together, doing the dance right here. So thank you for being a part of this. And again, if you really resonate with this message, join us on Backstage. Join us over on Patreon. We would love to have you there. This is the satsang. This is the spiritual community waiting for you. All right. So until next time, guys, infinite love, infinite peace. I'm out.